We want you to turn to Revelation chapter 18. Revelation chapter 18. We're going to see if we can clear up a little bit today about how many have been confused with chapter 17 and 18. And remember, a couple of weeks ago I said that anyone that studies the Bible has a right to be just as wrong as anyone else. Amen? And I disagree with many of the interpretations and teaching on the book of Revelation and how they try to interpret a lot of these things. And I say, if you're going to be wrong, you might as well be strong on your wrong. So I am. I believe that God has helped me look through this book for many, many years. And hopefully I can come up with how I think these are broken down. And 2 weeks ago, we established that there's a difference between the mystery of Babylon and Babylon itself. I believe that the mystery of the harlot of Babylon the Great is false religion. And I believe Babylon the Great itself, the city, is not a literal city that is talking about in the book of Revelation, but it is the world political system that can only survive because of the false religion that held it up. And that's why you get many will be totally confused when they try to preach on chapter 17 and 18 of the book of Revelation, dealing with Babylon destroyed, chapter 17 and 18, right after the bowls. Now, this whole aspect of chapter 17 and 18 in the book of Revelation, if you don't watch out, you get really confused because it gives an umbrella view of the whole world system, the political world system, and it gives a whole world view of the false religion that has held up the world system all these years. And then when you get into chapter 18, it moves into a whole realm of talking about how God is going to destroy the political system after he uses the political system to judge religion. And we talked about that at the end of chapter 17. So today we're going to see if we can break it down a little better and help you understand what it's talking about in chapter 18. This is Communion Sunday, so we won't, we'll only do about three verses in chapter 18 if we're lucky. Amen? So let's pray. Father, we want to thank you so much for being our God, and thank you for the opportunity we have just to see you work. Father, you know my prayer is that you'll move me out of the way, that you will give me the freedom to teach only what you have said. And for those of us who need conviction, I pray you will convict us. And those of us who need comfort, I pray you will comfort us. For Lord, there's nothing greater than what you have said, your word. It is good. It is perfect. It is true. So Father, teach me and keep it clear in my mind that others may be taught. In your Son's most holy, precious, and glorious name, we all say. As we went through chapter 17 and then verses 14 through 18 of chapter 17, we saw what God took the world political system and turned it against the world religious system. And God used that world political system to destroy the whole aspect of religion as part of his judgment. But we're going to read the first eight verses of chapter 18. And when we read those first eight verses, it's going to be very difficult for you to tell the difference between the harlot and the world political system. The same words are going to be used. The same way of tricking people. The same wrath and judgment that God is going to use. That's why it's so difficult to understand that 17 and 18 are talking about two different things. But then I'm going to try to explain to you why I think it is talking about two different things if the same words and the same issues and the same ways are being talked about. Verse 1, chapter 18. Verse 1, and after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was made bright with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of demons, and the hole of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Is that not the exact same words that were used of the harlot in chapter 17? Listen to this. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are grown rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sin, and that you receive not of her plagues. We're going to talk a little bit about that next week, this verse, because this can be extremely confusing. And I think that this is one of the verses that people try to use to prove post-tribulation rapture. Well, they believe that the church is going to be pulled out at the end of the tribulation period, instead of what we have been teaching, that it was pulled out at the beginning of the tribulation period. Very confusing. So if it doesn't say that, what does it say? We'll get into that prayerfully next week. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup which she has filled to her double, how much she has glorified herself, and live luxuriously. Now, that's a tough word for an athlete from Alabama. Amen. I had to practice that last night because I knew I was going to be in front of such educated people today. So much torment and sorrow give her, for she said in her heart, I sit a queen, and I am no widow, and I shall never know sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fires, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. If you don't understand, man, I mean, you can see that 17 and 18 seem like it's talking about the same issue and the same power and the same person, that harlot, the mystery of the great Babylon. Verse 1, I believe, tells us that there are other things happening. The first thing verse 1 says in chapter 18 is, and after these things. Many have tried to translate it one way. I believe it's translated the way it says. After the events of chapter 17, the events of the world system. Now, you just can't take chapter 17 and 18 and make it a one period time. If you try to do that, it's going to be very confusing to you. You got to remember, John is literally sitting watching what's going on. God didn't take him where he was in the Old Testament and during the early biblical times, the New Testament times. God didn't take him and let him have a vision of what is going to happen. We've already established that. God literally picked him up out of his time, brought him past future, past us sitting in this church talking about this, on past us, on into the very essence of tribulation, and sent him in, and he's watching it. There's one thing to have a dream and a vision about what's coming. It's another thing for God to say, let's go watch the movie. Let's go watch the filming of the movie. Now, I want to show you the making of what you're going to talk about. And just sit him into the future. Now, that is what you have to hold on to. And as he's sitting in the future, his responsibility is to write what he's seeing and to bring all history up to date. And so he is going to encapsulate what he sees in the whole picture. So when you try to take 17 and 18 and put it at a specific time in the tribulation, you got some problems. It's going to take the whole picture, and then he's going to narrow it down as we get to the end and stick it right at the end of the tribulation period, just before chapter 19, as we go into the war of Armageddon. Okay? Are you flowing with me? Now, we got a little confused in chapter 17. about the was and is and wasn't anymore, but will be. All right? So if you get a little more confused today, don't worry. Just raise your hand, and I'll speed up. All right. Let's go back to chapter 1. Verse 1, chapter 18. Babylon the Great has fallen. And after these things, after what things? That which he was revealing to us, especially, I believe, in chapter 17. Because in 17:1, an angel came and to give us a new revelation about what was going to take place with false religion. That is the harlot. That is the mystery underneath Babylon. And that period started. And then in 18, he says, after these things, after those things, which represents that which just got destroyed, the world system turned against the religious system. After these things, another angel came who was powerful. He was so powerful that it says the whole earth was brightened by his presence. Now, let me see if I can break something down for you so you can understand what I'm getting ready to say as we go through the rest of these verses. How many of you that have some age on you in here? What I mean by age is 20 years and up. Anybody in here, how many of you is 20 years old or older? Raise your hand. All right, lots of experience. Lots of experience. Let me see if I can break this down for you. How many of you, as you were growing up, saw your parents do or say certain things, and you said, I am never. Never do that. I don't care, as long as I live, I'm not going to do that. Anyone? How many of you ever said something like, no, I will never marry somebody like that? And one day, in an unguarded moment, when you weren't thinking about it, you just happened to mirror yourself. And you just gasped in surprise. That was just like my mom. I can't hear you, Church. Or you find yourself saying something to your children that your dad used to say to you, boy! And you used to get so upset at your parents because they forget the kid's name when they're mad. John, brother, Bobby, you, come here. And you caught yourself doing that. Why is that? Why does that happen? Because we are a product of our environment. Amen. And if Christ don't come in, we're going to end up just like who we said we're never going to be like, because that's our example of growing up. And we end up talking like them, saying. I was watching the other day, I was cranking up. I was walking behind my son. And I go, I didn't think that was hereditary. Sherman will walk up there and I go, that's a little mini me. I go, man, we are a product of our environment, and that which has surrounded us, that which has taught us, that which has held us up. Even when we don't recognize it at times, we end up doing, saying, and being the same thing. Can't hear you. Now, why is it then that we have such a hard time believing that Babylon the Great is going to act just like the harlot who has supported it, held it up, discipled it, and trained it his whole history. Thank you so much, brother. Did it sound like I was losing my voice? Something like that. He's pretty cool, wasn't he? If the only system the world has ever known, the world system don't meet Jesus. The world system don't change. The world system has had false religion teach it, feed it, support it, hold it. And when God turns the world system against the religious system and have him kill it, what is the only thing it knows? What has been taught. Its whole foundation. So it ends up being and doing and acting just like what it hates. So when you go from 17 looking at the false religion and go to 18 and God deals with Babylon the Great itself, you can only see its discipler in his life. You can only see how it deals with people the same way it's been trained. What it's going to use and the tactics it's going to use to keep the world fooled ends up being just like the thing that God used it to destroy, the world system. So when you get into 18 and it looks like it's the same thing, it's because guess what? It is. Because it's just a duplication of what has held it up all these years. I want to give you a secret, folks. Don't ever talk to me about who you hang around or don't hang around. Because who you hang around, they're either going to act like you or you're going to act like them. That's just comic relief. Don't let your whole life be fooled. 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, be not fooled. Bad company corrupts good morals. You disciple someone, they pick up your mannerisms. They pick up how you study the Bible. They pick up some of your sayings. That's why we really get frustrated with our children, because they're just us. All over again. Except with a lot more time, because we don't make them work the way our parents made us work.
That's right.
That angel was powerful. He came down bright with glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice saying, Babylon, the great is fallen. Yes, it has fallen. What is it talking about? Let me see. It has become the habitation of demons. Can you imagine? It's very difficult for you and I to imagine this. But after it comes in and the world system has lived the way it has over mankind, and as it has just destroyed the religious system in the world, restraint is removed from the world. Even in false religion, there is some restraints. I can't hear you. If it wouldn't be classified as a false religion if it didn't try to direct you in a particular way. May be wrong, but even false religion has some limitations. But what happens even when false religion is removed? It says the world becomes the inhabitation of demons. Ooh, there's nothing they can't do. The world is just unleashed to be itself. Do you know why the world hate you and I so much as Christians? Why the world hate the church so much? Because we keep it from being as hostile and stupid as it wants to be. Stupid is a strong word. But so is sin. There's no wisdom in sin. Can you imagine when there's demons that has no restrictions in the world?
mankind.
And they got to remember that. We're going to get down here next week. We're going to get into the whole aspect that there are still believers on earth. Because of those who have become in Christ during the tribulation period. We're going to talk about them too in this. But can you imagine a world that says it has become the inhabitants of demons, meaning there's not going to be any more privacy. No hiding behind, trying to sneak in and trick you. They're going to be out there because the world is going to be out there. You talking about some serious freakazoids. Oh, I'm sorry. There's going to be people sinning with no limits. Does that help them a little bit, Jane? That help them a little bit? All right. Can you imagine someone thinking it is okay when government itself has totally become that which does not restrain? Why does people not rob right now? There are some restrictions that I could be punished, even though the way the world is changing. But just think when the government says, hey, every man for himself. Inhabitants of the demon possession like crazy. You know, in your mind, how many of you have ever been going down the street and something in your mind says, you don't like that person right there, shoot him. It may not be a stranger. Could be somebody in the house. Can't hear you. Someone run through your mind and say, you ought to tell that person that right now. How many of you ever had that? Or someone says, you ought to just hit them. I can't hear you. We can experience that some now. What is the world going to be like when there is no restraints on those thoughts? You and I cannot even picture that because we have always lived in a world of restraint with the Holy Spirit being here. Not allowing Satan and the demons to do whatever it wants. That's what the world's going to be like, folks, at the end. And then it says, look at this. It's going to be a hold of every foul spirit. Now, some Bibles don't translate it hold. Some of the Bible translate it prison. The world, now hold on to this. You got to picture this. It's going to come to a point where even if they want to get away and not influence, they're going to be locked in and not be able to do that. Can you imagine every foul spirit turn loose? Talk to me, folks. Animals. It says animals just going to go nuts. Then it says caged birds. I don't know what kind of birds those are. But it says it's going to be a cage for all dirty birds. What y'all say? Hateful birds. One bird out there right now trying to get out. Ain't gonna be no little cute canaries. Wanna sing your little Tweety song in the morning? They're gonna be trying to get out. Peck. That's part of the plague. Animals gonna turn loose and you'll be killing folks. Oh, folks, can you imagine being a part of this world? And it's because God says, I'm going to let it happen. That's part of my judgment. I don't even want to think about it. How cruel the world's going to be when God turns the world and removes even the worst of all restraints. Verse 3. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Isn't it amazing that that's exactly what false religion did? So the world's going to do the same thing, even when it's not under the power or the support of false religion. It's going to use, guess what? Seduction and lasciviousness. Is that not going on a little bit today in our world today? Isn't it amazing how the Bible uses the word wine? Can't hear you. It's called influence. It's called control. You know how many of you have ever gone out and had a little glass of wine?
Come on.
Talk to the pastor.
Yeah.
You know, all of us want that little wine with that dinner.
Yeah.
When I'm trying to take that lady out. Come on. It's for the taste. Yeah, right. You're trying to influence you. Now, did I say drinking was wrong? I didn't say that, right? But if you're going to be an elder or a pastor here, it's wrong. Because we're going to be above board here.
Amen.
Oh, that was a courtesy. Amen. What does that wine? What does that wine do? Ooh. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, it says, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. It's saying, listen, anything that influences you, if you are a Christian, anything that influences you to do something outside of the Holy Spirit is a sin. Can't hear you. Isn't this great? Oh, just a little taste, you know, because I want to influence. You know, because what wine will do, wine will help you say things that you never would say if you didn't have the wine in.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you really want. Get a little buzz. Why do you think? Or you want to use that wine to help that girl do something she wouldn't without it?
All right, now, come on. All right, tell the truth.
Is this church or is this just a place to come and feel good?
Yeah, come on.
The world uses that system. The world uses that system. Now it's going to get worse. Watch this. And it says, and it led to the wrath of her fornication. You join in wine and sex. Influence and sex. Power and sex. It's what the harlot used. It's the only thing the world knows how to use. Now, you tell me how many relationships in this church alone with Christians have been ruined because of influence, wine, drinking, and sex. And it don't have to be both. All three. How many marriages are going, oh, I'm just not satisfied sexually in my marriage? Really? How did you know you weren't before you got married? And if you didn't know how it was before you got married, how do you know you're going to be dissatisfied how it's supposed to be in marriage?
Huh. All right, now. Well.
Well, Pastor, there are some things you don't have to learn. You just know. Right. I was born at night, but not last night. We got to hurry up here. Now check this out. This is the world system. It sounds just like the harlot because it's been trained, discipled, held up, made by the harlot. It's going to act the same, have the same problems. It says, ooh, check this out. And with her and the merchants of the earth are grown rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Y'all want your pastor to just get down home with you? As if I hadn't already. You want me to really get down to what the world system is all about? Money. All the power in the world. Why do I want the power? I want the money. If I only had a little bit more money, everything would be good. Money! Nasty, stinking, green money! I want my wallet full of money! I want so much money in my wallet, I had to put signals. When I turn, watch out! 90% of all problems in marriage centers around money. Money. Nasty cash money. Money, 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 money. 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 Why? Because I want it. God, I know money is the root of all evil, but would you tempt me for a couple of years? See if I can handle it. Can't hear you, church. Money. Could you please put some more money? Come on, I don't care what anybody else says. Money will make you go out with an ugly person. There is some ugly athletes in this world, but they have no problem with getting women. Money. Women got all kinds of makeup. Men got money. Oh, yeah. Paste money on your face. Get all the women in the world. Money. Why is the world system? It's the world system. It is that which girls power, influence. Money will give me more sex than any charm I've ever got. Money. And we as Christians have got caught up in it. And we're going to talk about that world system, how God's going to destroy it, and what's going to happen when God's going to remove every aspect of everything in the world that the world has ever tried to have. He's going to wipe it out the way. And if you don't have anything other than the world system that you're holding on to today, you are in serious trouble.